Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. As always, you're going to be glad you did, because we got our good friend Robert Fritz back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Robert is the has been working for years in the area of helping companies like yours and mine accomplish the put our best foot forward in the creative process. That's one of the things he does. He's written a number of books, including The Managerial Moment of Truth, also The Path of Least Resistance for Managers, also Elements, the writings of Robert Fritz, and he's our good friend. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Now, you've been talking, you want to talk today about maybe a little bit of a different angle on solving problems.
Well, you know, here's what I really want to make as a distinction. There's a difference between problem solving and taking action to have something come into being, like an outcome, like a goal. Too often, businesses get focused on their problems to the detriment of what they're actually trying to accomplish. And here's the thing, you can solve all of the problems that you have and still not have what you want. And so we make this distinction because a lot of times managers are just pulled into a problem-solving kind of modality, and they really forget about what it is they're trying to accomplish.
It's a variation of crisis management, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little more subtle in the sense that it becomes
right.
An orientation.
Right.
In fact, we call that the difference between a problem orientation and an outcome orientation.
Mm-hmm. But a problem orientation is to me a form of crisis management, and I see that all the time in business, large businesses and small ones.
Well, let's understand that to many managers, if you have a big juicy problem, it looks like you're doing something important.
Right.
You don't have to think, because your actions are sort of dictated by the circumstances.
And you slayed this dragon, when what we really needed you to do was to make the dragon, put a harness on the dragon so it can help pull us.
Well, you know, it's not to say we don't have problems. But the question is, if it's a chronic kind of modus operandi, then you're really organizing it incorrectly.
Right.
Now, we have seen our client companies switch from a problem modality, which they all started with, by the way, to an outcome orientation. In other words, the questions that become important are, what are we trying to achieve? Where are we now in relationship to that? How do we take action to move from where we are to where we want to be?
Right.
And that's a different kind of organizing principle. We're starting to organize our actions around the outcomes we want.
Let me.
And you know, when problems come up, they're really addressed in the context of the outcomes we're trying to achieve.
Let me throw out an idea about how I think this might look in a small business, and you tell me if I'm right or not. I've come to this conclusion as a result of spending a number of years studying and reporting on the quality process. A lot of people in small business think quality service is quality process, and what they don't, in other words, quality service to them.
I'm with you. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, if quality service to a lot of small businesses, and maybe some big businesses, is that when something breaks, if the customer's not happy, we fix it right now. We've got this hotshot truck that goes out and solves this problem, blah, blah, blah. That's quality service. But quality process is where you don't let it break in the first place.
Yeah, there's a story about two different airlines. This is a true story. One of them took great pride in their ability to fix planes, turn them around. And the other airline did not have the heroes of the airline be the mechanics.
Right.
Because of what the mechanics were doing was building in the quality, so they just didn't break in the first place.
Right.
And that's the point you're making.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's totally correct, that we want to build in the quality as an outcome. You know, what is it that we want to bring to our customers? And it's not about quality assurance. This is the point that Dr. Deming made.
Exactly.
It's not about quality assurance. It's about building in the quality in the first place, which in which case you don't have to do all the inspections and all the fixing and all the problem solving.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, there was a time, speaking of dimming, you know, dimming went over to Japan. And when the United States wasn't interested in him in the 50s, he went to Japan and helped them get their act together over there. And this is a true story. I once had a customer who it was a Ford plant, and they made pistons and casings, the bell housings for transmissions, and this plant was about 600 miles from Detroit, and their only business was to make these cast products for Ford trucks and cars. Well, in the 1970s, Ford Motor Company could buy the casings, those same castings, from Japan and shipped in with less waste, better product than they could from their own plant, 600 miles cheap, and cheaper too. Because of the primarily was the quality. The ones from their own plant, when they got there, they had too many they had to discard, and the Japanese that had been working with dimming didn't have that problem.
It's hard to create an argument in favor of buying the product that doesn't work as well and costs more than the one that works better and costs less.
Exactly. So how do we convert this into some kind of an action strategy for small businesses?
Well, I think the first thing to do is those people who take pride in saying, well, I'm a problem solver, well, maybe you're in the wrong business. You know, start to be a creator. What is it you bring into being, not what you get rid of?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little technique that we suggest, which is somebody comes up to you and says, gee, boss, I got a problem. Instead of going into a whole problem-solving kind of frame of reference, the first question is, wait a second, before you tell me about the problem, what's the outcome we're trying to achieve here? And by the way, the outcome has got to be something other than the absence of the problem.
Right.
You know, what is it we're trying to bring into being? This is the first question of the creative process. What do I want to create?
What?
And then the next step is to say, okay, where are we now in relationship to that outcome? And, yes, that will include the problem, but it also include all the advantages and what we've done and, you know, exactly where we are. We need to know where we are in relationship to where we want to be if we're going to really create a really economy of means kind of path to get from where we are to where we want to be. So those are the three questions. And then, of course, as we're starting to look at
Robert.
Should we change it?
Robert, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk some more about how to be more creative. Be more of a creator and not just a problem solver. Remember, let's don't just slay this dragon. Let's put a harness on it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure as always. Robert Fritz is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a structural consultant. He's the founder partner of Innovation Associates, and he's the author of The Path of Least Resistance for Managers, also The Managerial Moment of Truth. And his new book is called Elements, The Writings of Robert Fritz. Robert, tell us how we can find your books and how we can find you online.
Well, it's www.robertfritz.com, one word. And, of course, Amazon has all my books as well.
All right, so check that out. And we're talking about, and by the way, folks, if you want to follow me, it's smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's my website. Lots of stuff there. Articles, archives, Brain Trust, the knowledge base, AskJim.biz, my blog, my newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. And also I'm on Twitter, at Jim Blassingame. Robert, we're talking about being more of a problem solver and creating, I didn't mean to say that, instead of just solving problems, being more of a creator, and this still might be a little bit of a problem for some people. You know, I tell the people I work with, you know, I don't want you just to manage problems. Some people don't even solve problems, Robert. They just manage problems. And they think because they're so busy managing problems that they must be being productive. I mean, you're trying to get them to be creative. I'm just trying to get them to solve them and not just manage
them. Well, I mean, we got to switch focus. For example, look at the ceiling where you are.
Okay.
Now look at the floor.
It needs painting. Okay.
Okay, now look at the floor.
All right.
You notice when you're looking at the floor, you're not looking at the ceiling?
Yeah, I noticed that.
So it's really a matter of focus. So we really need to say, okay, wait a second. What is the outcome we're trying to achieve? You know, in our culture, it's pretty much a problem-oriented culture.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the politicians.
That's right.
It doesn't matter from where they're from in the spectrum. They're always talking about the problems. As if somehow naming the problems is going to bring us the outcomes we want. And that's, you know, just as endemic in business.
See, I think you've lurched to an important analogy there. Because so many times, how about all the time, when politicians solve a problem, they do it without regard to any kind of unintended consequences.
Yeah, but it's even the orientation itself. Because, you know, the problem orientation tends to be short-term versus long-term. And I know you and I have talked about the deficits of a short-term kind of focus,
yep,
where you really make the wrong decisions.
So if a small business owner shows up to work today and you want them to focus a little more on in this direction that you're talking about, get us started. Talk to us about how would we, and let's say that there's something that lands on our desk that's big, ugly, and hairy, and we've got to do something about it. How do we think about that?
Well, step one is to really ask the question, what do we want? And what, and as I said before,
not what's wrong, but what do I want?
What's the outcome we want? It can't simply be the absence of the problem.
Right. Okay.
What is the thing we're trying to bring into being? Is it a goal? Is it a goal around, let's say, productivity? Is it a sales goal? Is it a quality goal? Is it a marketing goal? You know, what are we trying to achieve here?
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, okay, once we know what that goal is, and try to be specific about it. Then question two is, where are we now in relationship to that goal?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we may, in fact, see some of the problem, as I said before, but we're going to get a much broader picture because we're going to have the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have it all. And then the question is, okay, how do we move from here to there? Not how do we solve the problem. But, you know, here's where innovation and creativity really come into play. Usually, when you want to create something in most management systems, you look at current reality, and people say, well, we don't have enough time, we don't have enough money. And what that means is we don't have enough time and money to do it in the conventional way.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we have to invent a new way to get there, given our resource limitations. And that becomes the mother of invention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we would never have gotten there if we were just simply sitting around trying to fix things and problem solve and get rid of things we don't like. We're not inventing anything. We're just simply getting rid of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think even the notion of so-called creative, unquote, problem solving is just a misnomer. It's like a creative way of getting rid of stuff versus actually creating.
So whenever I look at this problem that's staring me in the face, I shouldn't say, how do I get rid of this? I should say, what do I want, and how is this preventing me from getting there?
No, I don't think you should ask, how is it preventing me from getting there? I think you got to go right to the pure question of, what do I want,
mm-hmm,
and where am I now, and what do I need to do to move from here to there? I'm not trying to overcome obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to engineer or design a way to actually move from where I am to where I want to be. And at first you may not see it, but eventually what will happen is the mind really is very fertile and creative.
Well, one of the things that I want, though, Robert, is I want this problem that's in front of me, I want it to not come back. That's how I think about it, is I want it to not come up again. I don't want to treat it as something to manage. I want to eliminate it.
Yeah, but the problem with the problem is that it always does come back, at least in some form or other.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we want to do is design better systems that are more productive.
So this problem doesn't even pop up again?
Often it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if it does pop up again, we try a different way of approaching it,
mm-hmm,
but not from a problem orientation, but from a, okay, so now we want to get to this particular, let's say, sales goal.
Hold on, Robert. I tell you what, I got to stop you. We've run out of time. Can we finish this another time? Were you ready? Will you come back?
I love talking to you, Jim.
Thanks, Robert. Robert Fritz, ladies and gentlemen. His new book is called Elements, The Writings of Robert Fritz. It's outstanding. 29 after. Actually, I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Why don't you-
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.